District of Sechelt Council granted second reading to a 49-unit townhouse development proposal in Sechelt during its March 20 regular meeting. City-States Development at 5875 Reef Road received its first reading in December. The OCP amendment allows for a maximum density of 38 units per hectare, from 35, and 0.6 floor area ratio. The proposed rezoning would change the lot to R5, medium density, from R2, low density, as well as reduce the rear lot line setback to 1.5 meters from 5. The proposal includes a community amenity contribution of $245,000, which would be split evenly between statutory reserves for affordable housing and amenity contributions. Since the proposal received first reading, the applicant has provided a traffic assessment and a flood hazard risk assessment, as well as determined its ownership and management of the nearby riparian and environmentally sensitive areas, said Ian Hall, Sechelt Development Planning Manager. Hall said that based on the proposal, the riparian and environmentally sensitive areas would be straight-owned property and that there would be a restrictive covenant on title to help manage and protect the areas, and to prohibit any buildings, structures or trails from being constructed on them. Cown. Diane McLaughlin recommended more community planning be done, specifically relating to the nearby Cook Creek. Between the amount of development in the area and comments from the previous owner about development plans, the proposal sounds chaotic, she said. I really don't feel we're being informed of what we need to know to go forward making an intelligent planning-based decision, McLaughlin said. Cown. Adam Shepard asked if improving the culvert at Cook Creek was included in this development. Hall clarified that the culvert is a different project. Hall said that further environmental, archaeological and other investigation is required to support neighborhood planning in terms of what land uses and densities are possible in this area. Noting that he had voted against this proposal in the past, Cown. Alton Toth said, I'm assured by what I'm seeing here that there is work that has been done, there is more work that is going to be coming. Council passed second reading for the townhouse development, with McLaughlin and Shepard opposed. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Correction. An earlier version of this story said the proposed development is in East Porpoise Bay. It is in fact in West Porpoise Bay.